We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Robert Prunty. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon.
Before we talk about your big game on Saturday against Grambling, just talk to me a little bit about how camp has gone for the Pirates and how you're feeling about your team headed into Saturday.
You know, camp has went really well. I think the biggest thing is that I feel like we're in good conditioning. I think we had a lot of time to work on fundamentals and technique, and these guys have grasped the systems early. We feel really good about, you know, all units, defensive, offensive, and special teams.
What is it? We talked a little bit about on media day about being able to play these HBCU games and how important that is. But when you get to play one, not only against a team with the history of Grambling, but on national TV on the NFL Network, how big is this day for your program?
You know, I think it's great. I think the biggest thing coming out of this is that it makes more awareness to HBCU, and we have great players at the HBCU level. And you know, you always want to see more of them get drafted. And I think having a chance to coach in this game, and when you think about icons like Joe Taylor, a College Football Hall of Famer, you get into Eddie Robinson, College Football Hall of Famer, not just HBCU Hall of Famer, you know, and being able to play this game again against Grambling, I think it's huge. But not just, it's huge, not just for HBCUs, it's huge for college football, period. It's good for the game to have a game like this.
Let's talk about your team a little bit offensively. Malcolm Mays and Chris Ellis both saw a lot of time under center last year. How has your quarterback battle gone going into the year?
You know, it's been a great battle, but it's just not those two. You know, Jared Lewis has emerged. It's, you know, of course, it's Malcolm Mays, along with Chris Ellis and Jared Lewis, a transfer from Delaware State. We got a three-headed monster, and they fighting it out. It'll come down to a game-time decision.
One of the things that's got to be nice is you've got some guys in the backfield behind them with Elijah and Darren that have played a lot of snaps. How big are they going to be in the running game for your team?
I mean, those guys got experience. You know, they understand what it takes to, you know, to play the running back position. But most of all, those guys are being leaders. And that's what I like to see. Whenever you get a guy that's leading and leading by examples and working hard, I've been very impressed with the job that Coach Trent Borkins is doing with the running back group.
Okay, question this morning from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Marty.
I wanted to ask you, with your second camp in the CAA, what did you most impress upon your players that you want to improve on to be more competitive in the conference this year?
That's a good question, Marty. We got to finish. I think that that's something that we worked on this whole summer, and especially during our fall camp. We got to finish. If we finish, I think we'll be fine.
Appreciate it.
Robert, I just to as an aside, you mentioned the attention that this game will get, and trying to get some more attention to your guys. Jada Caspons, I got the chance to see the big catch that he had for you on Saturday. I don't know if you had a chance to watch or have had a chance to talk to him. How nice was that to see?
You know, it's funny you say that. I just got a phone call from Jada Kiss, and he's up there waiting to see what happens tomorrow. But, you know, he feels pretty good. The statement he made to me a few minutes ago, he said, Coach, I'm prayed up. Whatever they do, I'm fine with it. He feels, though, if he doesn't make the 53, he feels confident that he'll make the practice squad roster. If not, he feels like somebody will pick him up. He's in a good place. He's in a good place mentally, you know. And I asked him, he said, Coach, all 90 guys are still here. So it used to be a time back when I played, they would cut down to 63. Now it's all 90. So, you know, he got his anxiety, but most of all, he's prayed up, and whatever decision they make, you know, he's ready.
Let's switch the other side of the ball with your team. Your defense only has four stars back. One of them is Quasen Townsell, who certainly had a great year for you a year ago. How much of a leadership role is he taking, and how key is he to what you're doing on defense?
You know, Rob, I think the biggest thing is his leadership on and off the field. I think that makes the difference. We knew he could get it done as far as playing on the field. But being able to bring those young guys here, especially the freshmen, and taking them under his wings, and you can see in practice with him teaching them and talking them through, you know, when they make a mistake or they make a good play. It's just all this positive energy from Kwasim. It's been wonderful for our football team. I love where he's at. I love where he's at leadership-wise.
There are going to be some you've got to replace some guys up front on that defensive line. I know you have some returnees and some new guys. Who are some guys that have impressed you on that front?
Well, we feel good. We got some transfers. We got Jacoby has come in from Temple. Jacoby Sharp has come in to play for us. We got a King Nance from Delaware. We feel really good about it. And we got some freshmen that have really shocked us, and they got good size, 6'3", 290. Some guys that we feel good about, Terrell Washington, Nasiz Kelly, you know, St. Fran Ferreira. We got some young guys. We got a lot of depth. We got 15 signed D linemen. So we feel really good about that, even though, don't get me wrong, it's hard to replace the four guys we lost, Keyshawn Moore and those guys being an all-conference guy. But we think if we play as a unit, we could be just as good as last year.
And then maybe just to finish up, that secondary has got the familiar faces in it. How do you feel about that group?
Well, we need to do something better back there. So, you know, I always laugh at those guys. But I like the fact with Stanley Gardner, you know, having some experience. Remember, those guys hadn't played none in the secondary. Now they got a young belt, Byron Perkins and, you know, Corey Wilson and those guys and Cam Sturdivant and all those guys. So we feel really good about back in our secondary. It's just a matter of those guys just continue to chop that wood every day and stack good days. And they've been doing that. I feel really good about them. But let's keep in mind, you're only going to have a good secondary if you have a good D-line.
As you get ready for Grambling and watch some tape on them, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
You know, this is interesting because looking at them, they have brought in 16 transfers. They got the running back from Southern Miss. They got the receiver from Tennessee. You know, all these guys are popping up. They got the track star from Houston that runs track there. The kid run like a 4.2 in the 40. I mean, they brought a lot of guys in and quality players. You know, we just got to practice and focus on just being able to be ready for anything they throw at us. You know, because I have no clue what we're going to face. So it's going to be a trial by error for us just going in there and going against them. But I tell you, Coach Jackson does a great job. And you could see it last year in the Bayou Classic, you know, how they started to play together. So, I mean, I know that they're going to be ready. It's going to be a big challenge for us going up there to play them. But we're excited. We're excited here at Hampton to play them, though.
What do you see just, you know, being the opening game with a lot of unknowns with your opponent? What's the biggest thing you want to see from your team on Saturday?
Compete and finish. If we go out there and compete and finish, we'll be fine.
All right. Safe travels up to New Jersey. Good luck on Saturday against Grambling, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you.
Take care. Thanks.